Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas, here with a shortened version of Discover the Finger Lakes this morning. And in the previous hour in the food show, talked a little bit about the supporting local independent businesses. And I wanted to mention a couple of publications maybe to consider for 2021, maybe as gifts, subscriptions to things like 585 Magazine, Life in the Finger Lakes Magazine, perhaps Edible Finger Lakes. And they just were posting, Edible Finger Lakes was, that they are going to be writing about farm-to-table chefs in 2021. Not a surprise. That's they've kind of focused on that type of chef in the past, but I think they're going to be doing more with it, and they'd like to know your suggestions for chefs that they should interview and feature in Edible Finger Lakes. So some of them might be, you know, longtime farm-to-table chefs in our region, like Samantha Baskis, you know, people, chefs in Rochester, whether it's Art Rogers at Lento or Tony Galassi at Max has, he was doing farm to table 25 years ago at, with shopping from farmers at the Rochester Public Market. So but there may be some brand new restaurants and places that you've discovered or read about that you'd like to suggest. So, you know, ediblefingerlakes.com and send them a note, but also become a subscriber. So, you know, some of the magazines you may normally buy when you go to the grocery store or a newsstand or, you know, a bookstore. But, you know, over the next several months, we're probably not going to be going out as often as we have before. And this second wave of the coronavirus is going to set up some more limitations on what we can do. And so get a subscription so you don't miss some of these things. And maybe consider a gift subscription too. And the subscriptions are pretty inexpensive. I think 585 Magazine is $18 for 2 years worth of issues. And that's a great bargain. And Life in the Finger Lakes really does an incredible job of covering the entire region. And that's helpful for people like me that were sort of on the, you know, on the northeastern corner of the Finger Lakes. And so I don't get to spend as much time in Ithaca or Watkins Glen, et cetera, as much time as I would like to. And their coverage is really critical for me to know what's happening in the region beyond sort of the food and beverage side of things. I love their coverage of history in our region and places to stay. Really, it's been around for a couple decades, and having Life in the Finger Lakes magazine makes the Finger Lakes a better region. We need publications like that, both to promote within the region, but also for maybe someone you're hoping will move to the Finger Lakes in the future, get them a subscription to Life in the Finger Lakes and perhaps Edible Finger Lakes also, and they'll have many more reasons to consider moving here in the future. So if you want suggestions on publications or more details on them, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. There's also Upstate Gardener's Journal for the gardeners in your life. If they don't already get that, maybe get them a subscription, another very inexpensive publication. And Jane Milliman continues to publish it and has also taken over the publishing of 585 Magazine. So, you know, these are locally owned publications, and you know, these days, as print in general struggles, newspapers and magazines nationwide, it seems like the local ones, are showing how valuable they are. And I hope that you will support them and consider some gift subscriptions. Maybe, there's a new neighbor, someone just moved in your neighborhood. Then what a great way to welcome them to the neighborhood. It's not an expensive gift. It's, you might give them a local bottle of wine or a pot pie from Newbury Park Pastries or something, along with the subscription. Also a note, the Democrat and Chronicle, digital subscriptions, just basically $10 a month. And while it is, a major corporation, I don't think it's considered locally owned. Gatehouse Media merged or bought out Gannett, I think. So I don't know where it's actually owned, but it certainly is a major corporation. But there are many local journalists who have been key to the keeping our economy, our public informed about this region. And Tracy Schumacher does an outstanding job with food and some great coverage of beer and the wine industry in the Democrat and Chronicle. But one of their journalists just retired, Steve Orr, and he, I think, had worked at Democrat and Chronicle for maybe 40 years, for a long time, and started out covering Kodak and just has had many columns, many articles with a huge impact on our region. And one of the most recent ones was about the spotted lanternfly, which is an invasive species I've talked about quite a bit over the last several months. And he's also wrote a key article about the landfill in Seneca Falls and trash in general that comes to the Finger Lakes from New York City. And I just wanted to kind of take the opportunity to thank him for showing how important local journalism is. Again, you can support that local journalism that the DNC offers for $10 a month with a digital subscription, which is what I've done for many years. Some outstanding local coverage. So as you look around this holiday season for ways to support local businesses and help to really set the stage for the recovery of our region as a tourist destination, these kinds of subscriptions are huge. If you send someone a subscription to Edible Finger Lakes, maybe they live in Pennsylvania or, Ohio or Massachusetts. It's likely that they'll end up coming here as a tourist in the future. And maybe they'll pass some of the magazines on to family and friends near them. And just like buying local wine and shipping that for the holiday season gives people a taste. It's essentially tourism promotion to send our wine. Now, you can't get any funding for doing that, but it feels good to support local businesses. The local wines are phenomenal quality, really across the board. I mean, it used to be that there were some really good wineries, some kind of okay wineries, some pretty marginal wineries, and some that were just started up that were I really had a lot to learn about making wine, but that was a couple of decades ago. These days, the wines are phenomenal, and people ask me my favorite winery. It's hard to narrow it down. I love so many wineries for different reasons, but it largely starts with great quality wine. So some have really cool packaging, some have especially beautiful tasting rooms or tasting combinations, chocolate and wine that Billsboro Winery does. So many different places for you to visit, and many of them, if not most, will do curbside pickup or ship wines to you. Most wineries will ship within New York State. Many wineries will ship to tons of states, and you have many options, sending one bottle, three bottles, six, maybe a case to family and friends. So if you need any help finding specific kinds of wine or specific states that the wineries don't seem to be shipping to, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. We will be back tomorrow with the Grapevine, 9 a.m. here. And again, send me an email with comments and suggestions, michael@saverlife.com. Have a great day, and enjoy this this holiday season. Be safe, wear a mask, and be careful. Michael Warren Thomas here at saverlife.com.